To take a closer look at who voted for whom in the recall election, we turn to pollster and political analyst David Binder. He's president of DB Research in San Francisco. Mr. Binder, the turnout was much larger than we've seen in past elections in California.
Not unexpected. The media attention has just been enormous in this race from the very beginning. As soon as Arnold Schwarzenegger announced, there's been an incredible amount of attention. And I think the lesson here is when there's a lot of attention on a political contest, voters will pay attention back and come out and vote.
Now, this was not necessarily a partisan showdown. According to the results, there were lots of votes cast across party lines. On the recall vote, an overwhelming majority of Republicans voted in favor of the recall, but there was a split among independents and a large number of defections from the Democrats.
Yes, and this is also consistent with our pre-election polls. We found that Republicans were rock solid in support of the recall, and that was the case even before Schwarzenegger announced. Republicans were very angry at Gray Davis, and they were the base group that was behind the recall to begin with. But you're correct in that the reason the recall won was because of significant crossovers from Democrats, who tended to be lower-educated Democrats, more conservative politically, and more from the inland areas of California, as well as independents. And the independents are a key group. They were growing in population, more people registering as independents, and they tend to be younger, and they also tended to come out and vote in this election when they haven't always voted in past elections, and they were more likely to vote yes on the recall and also for Schwarzenegger.
It was thought before the election that Hispanics might turn out in record numbers because of the historic nature of Bustamante's campaign for governor. And these results indicate that 52% voted for Bustamante. Schwarzenegger pulled 30% of the vote among Hispanic voters.
I think that goes to speak to how Schwarzenegger appealed across the board as an agent of change. I mean, he came in as an outsider. He got tons of attention, but he told people a very positive story. We're going to be able to protect education. We're going to rescind the increase in car tax. We're going to balance the budget by looking at waste and fraud. And that was a message that's popular regardless of whether you're Hispanic or white or Democrat or Republican. I don't believe any party can guarantee that they have votes of any sector of the electorate. Every campaign is unique. This one's a unique campaign because of the individuals involved, and I think that the Democratic Party needs to continue to make its case to Latino voters in California and elsewhere why the Democrats are better for them and their pocketbook, and that was not the case in this particular election.
The Democratic candidate, at least in this case, did get strong support from the African American community. Black voters as a group demonstrated the strongest support for Davis, voting no on the recall. 71% voted against the recall, and support from African Americans was also the weak spot for Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes, and that is consistent with past profiles of African Americans who are pretty solidly Democratic, but it is the case now that I think we're looking at a weakening of the party structure. Democrats don't get votes just for being Democrats anymore, and Republicans don't get votes just for being Republicans. People are more and more looking past party labels, looking at individual candidates, what they stand for, and what they represent. And I think we're entering a period nationwide in which we'll see more crossover voting and less partisan voting.
There was a surge in voter registration in the last weeks before the election, almost 400,000 new voters. And there were questions about who these people were and where they would throw their support. What did we see?
They threw their support behind Arnold Schwarzenegger. I think it was real clear that there was kind of a celebrity phenomenon going on in California in which he energized a new group of people, people that were looking for something different, who normally don't pay attention to politics but kind of got drawn in by the celebrity nature of Schwarzenegger's campaign, and he played to that. He used a lot of the vehicles that younger voters, independent voters, and those that weren't previously registered to vote, he reached them through alternative mechanisms that the normal political process doesn't reach, and many of them voted, and that was part of the reason his margin was so high.
Mr. Binder, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
David Binder is a political analyst and a pollster. He's also president of DB Research.